Before getting started on this week's episode, nothing. Let's roll it. Welcome to another episode of What's Up With Me, a semi-autobiographical podcast about me, Garnick Fearchain. Whether you're listening to this podcast in its traditional method of audio or watching on YouTube, thank you so much for joining me this time. We got an exciting episode. It is the conclusion of the hashtag Cast Garner on Survivor campaign. And talking about the future. Those are the two things we're doing for this episode. But before getting any further, for those of you who don't follow me on Instagram, you may have missed the final two sketches that I put out the last two Saturdays of me doing stuff for Survivor sketches. And so I want to share those with all of you right now. For those of you listening on audio, it's going to be a little bit tougher, so I will try to describe it to the best of my abilities after, because, you know, there's some visual stuff that actually makes the punchline happen. But let's enjoy this. Let's enjoy this moment together, because that's what's up right now. All right. So let me set the scene for these sketches. I'm trying to find them on my mixer right now. The first one is me competing in a challenge. It is me getting that set go from Jeff. And let's just watch and see what happens.
Survivors ready? Go!
Yeah. Didn't go too well. For those of you who are watching, you know what happened. For those of you who are listening, Jeff said set and then said go, and I fell right on my face in the most glorious of fashions. And Jeff was not too pleased about it. Actually, I think he was concerned. I think that's the emotion that beautiful portrayal of me doing Jeff Probst. I think that's the emotion they were digging into. Second clip, obviously, if you know, you have someone on Survivor who really drops the ball, who likes spooning people, as the sketch I put out 3 weeks ago showed. And then they mess up in the first challenge. They're going to get voted out. So I got this sketch, you know, I was voted out of Survivor and I got to do my last confessional where I got to say my true feelings about my cast members. So let's take a watch, take a listen.
I never thought I'd be the first person voted out of this game, but I know I can leave being really happy that I made so many incredible friends. Each and every one of you, I feel like I made a special connection that's gonna last a lifetime. I love you, and I know you all are gonna do great things. I cannot wait to grab a drink with you later on.
So if you were watching, you know what happened. For those of you who are listening, it may be a little bit confusing. That doesn't seem very funny. It sounds like I'm a very caring person, that I made a lot of good friends. However, if you watch Survivor, you know that when people are voted out, they get their last confessional, and then you see people revealing their votes. You know how everyone casts their votes. Well, my tribe mates had some very vulgar reactions to me believing just to who I am, and I completely missed that. So we got some people yelling, some people throwing a middle finger, some people screaming righty tighty lefty loosey. I want to give a big shout out for helping create the comedy elements of all that to a funny comedian, Reed Shuda, and then my friend Rochelle Velarde, who it's her birthday. Happy birthday. We made those sketches, and now we're here. We're closing out the month. I got no more cold hard statistics, no more empirical evidence to add to my case as I've been building over the last couple What's Up With Me's. I just want to put my best foot forward. We're going to do a survivor application right here on this podcast. I've been doing my research. The season counts of seasons of Survivor watched in the month of February, mind you, a short month, so I have less time to consume Survivor. I watched 12 seasons. Those are 15 episode seasons. So you could say one of two things. Either I am dedicated or I need to get a life. We'll find out which is true soon. That's too much TV. We're going to talk about what's up next after I do the Survivor application. But yeah, 12 seasons of Survivor videos. I mean, a lot of it was building up sketchy stuff, but we're going to do this. We're going to do a Survivor application right here. And for some background information, you can apply to be on Survivor in two ways, either an open call, so showing up in person and going in front of their casting people, or a 3-minute video. And I did watch Wendell, suggested by a super fan on Reddit. I watched his application. And full disclosure, we did try and get a Survivor cast member on the show. I did reach out to Ethan Zahn, who won season 3 of Survivor, the 12th season of Survivor I watched this month. I didn't hear back. If I do hear back from him in the future, obviously I'm going to talk to him. What a cool guy. Survivor's changed a lot. He's been on the show 3 times, but circling back, Wendell, his application video is about 4 minutes and 15 seconds. So you can kind of play, I guess, a little bit with the room. But let's try and do this. Let's try and see if me and my long-winded self can do a 3-minute application explaining exactly why I should be on Survivor. So set the scene. Full disclosure, this is my second time trying to do this, so we'll see what we can do. Let's do it. Let's do this. Hey, my name is Connor Kvyechin. I am a comedian and content creator who does audio and visual freelance. It's my 4th time applying to be on Survivor. I absolutely love the show. Actually, I love it so much that the last month, the month of February 2021, I watched 12 seasons of Survivor and ran a campaign on Instagram called #CastConnorOnSurvivor, getting a lot of people to engage with the show, watch it for the first time. It was so much fun. Did some sketches about it. But what do you need to know about me? What you need to know is I am a dreamer. I don't go down the path that's set for me. I, in high school, was a Division I track recruit. And I had scholarships on the table, but I decided to walk away because it didn't feel like it was my dream at the end of the day. I graduated with a degree in journalism. I got accepted into grad school at the Medill School, which is at Northwestern. And in terms of the hierarchy of rankings of journalism schools in the country, graduate programs, it goes Columbia, Medill, Harvard. I decided going to the Admitted Students Day, I didn't want it. It wasn't the dream for me. Comedy was the dream. And that whole dream got thrown to the wind when COVID came about. I had to move out of New York City back into my parents' house, but that didn't stop me. I decided to start doing shows on my parents' front porch, and that grew into a business that helped raise almost $6,000 for charity during a global pandemic. I was able to sell 35, almost 40 shows of live stand-up comedy during a global pandemic. And we had people coming out who hadn't left their house in 4 months. Stand-up comedy actually puts you in situations with people that you would never expect. I've dealt with drunks. I've dealt with homeless people. I've dealt with breakups. I've met childhood heroes and actually been able to foster friendships because of my love for comedy. And I do that because I absolutely love bringing joy to people. I mean, that's a piece of why I wanted to give what me and my comedy partner were doing away to at these shows, give money to charity, really focusing on mental health organizations. I've actually been living in Florida on an air mattress, trying to bring the business at curbside comedy to Florida. I mean, I'll go to any lengths. I've lived in four states. I lived in four states in 2020. Let's talk about strategy real quick. Strategy-wise, Todd in season 13, Survivor China, at the reunion show laid out a beautiful strategy, which is bring along Shields and find someone weaker than you. Find your Philip, find your Courtney, who you believe the jury may not actually like all that much. Getting there takes a lot of manipulation, and that word has a dirty negative connotation, but we use manipulation all the time in our regular lives. I use manipulation to try and get on shows. I leverage my skills, my videography, my photography skills to get what I want. People buy drinks for women, for men to try and curry their favor. The key in terms of manipulation is actually making someone feel like they're gaining a lot, that they're in the power seat. You're not the one to throw out the name. You're the one to say, well, you know, I could help you a little bit more here, a little bit more there. What can I do for you that actually helps me? It's just a part of life that you got to do all the time. And we're using it all the time that I will use to actually win the game. So thank you for the time. Hopefully I'll talk to you on the other side of this video. Man. Welcome back to the podcast. Wow. I did too much talking in that application. I'm going to need to trim it down. I don't think I'm completely done for this episode, but I tried. Because trying's what's up with me. It is. Thank you to everyone who's followed the hashtag CastConner on Survivor campaign. I am very excited to not be spending all my free time watching Survivor. What am I going to do moving forward? Let's wrap it up real quick with what I'm going to be doing. I want to explore YouTube more. I want to figure out how to make this thing work. I have a good friend named Ryan Walsh. He's a YouTuber. You can find him if you're watching on YouTube. But he's actually managed to find a way to turn it into a business. He coaches other YouTubers on how to grow their audience. And we were able to sit down and have a conversation and got to learn about a lot about target audiences, a lot about creating content for those people and how to cater an actual channel. So I'm going to take some time because I don't actually know who my target audience is or my styling when it comes to figuring out what type of content I want to make. I've absolutely loved doing the hashtag CastConner on Survivor. It's been really fun to channel my energy into one project. I don't know how sustainable it is. I don't think watching that much TV is just a sustainable lifestyle, to be quite frank with you. But I want to start using What's Up With Me as a way to try out new stylings. I've learned a lot about myself recently that I can't be doing things just because there's a short-term payoff. It's just not a way to live life. You don't work out for 3 months to try and get really fit and then never work out again. That's not the way I want to do it. There's some times where that extra push is necessary, but I'm at a point where I need to establish a lifestyle that's sustainable, not watching 12 seasons of Survivor in 1 month. And so I'm going to start using What's Up With Me, and I'm going to break it down into different segments, try out different styling, some John Oliver type stuff, some reaction type stuff, and see what connects with people on YouTube, what actually fits into a feasible production schedule for me, and try and just market it really well. I think there's a gap in the comedy world with comedians that they don't think about, who's my target audience? Who am I trying to actually capture with all this? What is my styling? And then how do I engage with people who enjoy my styling of comedy? And so hopefully I can learn a little bit about that through my experience of doing all this, start to cater a channel, start to market a little bit better, and then see if I can help other people along the way. I love building this studio space, the closet studio, shout out, hashtag, whatever. I don't, trends. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm looking to grow right now. Time in Florida is coming to an end quite rapidly. I'm moving in the middle of April. So we're going to, I don't want to go all in on something that I may not have the time to do. Again, lifestyle changes more than short pushes in this next chapter, because I want to leave Florida a better version of myself rather than having one or two more bookings or, you know, having worked out really hard for 3 weeks, because I just got to sustain wherever I go next. Comedy, life, Survivor. Well, not Survivor. Survivor is actually quite legitimately a short-term push. So not Survivor, but I guess it is in some ways. You bring to Survivor the person who you are. You end up being, you can't be a fake version of yourself. So the real version of myself, I'd like to develop habits that better my lifestyle, writing habits, production habits, marketing habits that fit, that'll stick, that'll work, because consistency compounds success. So that's what we're doing. If you want to continue to push Jeff Probst and the Survivor people, once a month or so, send him a hashtag Cast Corner on Survivor, send him a YouTube video, whatever. Just remind him that I'm here. I got the buff already for the sketches. And thanks. Thank you for watching this. I hope What's Up With You is good. I look forward to bringing you new and exciting stuff in the future. Again, hashtag Cast Corner Survivor has been a lot of fun. Stay tuned. Thank you for those of you who listened all the way to the end, watched all the way to the end. Make sure What's Up With You is all good. Peace.